Let's call this meeting to order at 6:31. Okay, agenda. Everybody good with it, or do you have any additions?
Nope.
Can I get a motion to accept the agenda as presented? John? Okay, all in favor? All right, so now Roy's turn.
Sure. So emailed you preliminary interim budget 2026 information. You have hard copies as well. So the fastest, maybe the most efficient way is just ask questions and just work through it at whatever depth you all feel is needed. So if that's okay as a process, I'll just let you ask what you want. And there's two basic schedules here. There's the operating, the larger, longer one. The second one is the capital, again, for year 2026. So, how about we start with the operating, if that's okay? It's the longer one.
So, it's still talking taxes, but I watched the preliminary budget for Diamond Valley. And as they were sitting before they started into deliberations, 21% increase to the taxes.
Really?
Wow. So they had to make
some
major...
they got some major projects out here. Yeah.
So they had to cut the fat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. So taxes M&E, what does that stand for?
That is machinery and equipment.
Okay.
So there's taxes on those types of assets.
Okay.
So facilities and so on. Water, I assume water treatment and those kind of things. Oh, if I may say, can I make
mm-hmm.
a comment? So the top four there, they all say taxes. Typically the way the process works all across the province is the taxes are processed and finalized in the April through June timeframe. They're
mm-hmm.
due June-ish. And so it's usually when the final budget is kind of in place, then the property tax at the same time is finalized. So that's kind of a later step when it gets in a lot of depth, just for context for the new people,
okay.
new council members.
And then the linear would be?
Yeah, like pipelines and things like this.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
The province, is it? So there would be private, but yeah, I mean, the province plays a big role in, I think they calculate all the accumulated costs and divvy stuff up. And
okay.
there are numbers that come for some of these other, like non-residential is more the municipal, who's in the village, businesses, non-business.
Right.
But these other two, has to do sometimes more with what's happening infrastructure-wise in the whole province.
Okay.
Yeah. And what I was trying to say is it's pretty much dictated by the province. They just add everything up, you get your share based on their information. Whereas, to be complete, so the residential and non-residential, on the other hand, still speaking of property tax, that's where our assessor and all the assessors for the other municipalities come in, and they do market values and so on, and to see what's happening with land development. And then they provide those numbers to each municipality. And what they have to do by way of process, I won't make this too long-winded, but they have to go up to the province to make sure they're on board with what the province is doing too. So they kind of go up to the province and back to us, and then we're maybe the last in that cycle. And our job is to keep in tune with them. In his case, it's he's to keep in tune with what's happening with the province.
Okay.
Sorry.
I could maybe make one more general observation if I could.
Yeah.
So, because we were just talking taxes, even though this isn't the timing to really dig in, but you will notice in the general revenue section, first page, very top, in the bottom part of that section, there's what we call sometimes requisitions. So there's the education, Westwinds, Fresk, you know, fire and so on, emergency information. So those, we need to collect those. But then if you go down into the general expense section just below, you'll see corresponding same descriptions, same numbers. So
oh, okay.
Basically it's a net effect. We're just collecting that and you will see, well, you're familiar. I mean, you see the tax notices, but there's a portion of education and so on. So we, you know, you pay that as well. We collect it and then we transfer those amounts to the province or whomever, you know, to handle those matters. Okay, may I say some more?
Mm-hmm.
These things keep coming
Absolutely.
To mind. So just for history, this has been maybe a bone of contention in the past, but we really didn't have any choice. But in the page two, if I've numbered my pages, but the second page, flip over, it's on the back side, printed on both sides. The third from the top there, it says RCEMP funding expense. And so there was a time, actually, just within the last couple of years and 4 years before, that we claimed that as a separate requisition on our part, but that was not agreed to by municipal affairs. So there was kind of a informal disagreement going on there, nothing serious. But so finally that we came to terms, our council came to terms with that in the last few years. So it is, and this is where they insist on it being. If I may say, the issue was we, as a smaller municipality in particular, cannot control the RCMP costs. But the optics were when it, if it is where it is now, into our municipal spending, it's like this is something council could say, well, let's cut RCMP in half, but we can't. Mm-hmm. It's dictated to us, federal government, wherever that is, federal, provincial. And so that was the bone of contention. But anyway, so we've conceded, agreed, whatever it is, the council had the day previous, and so it is now into where municipal affairs says it should be, and no more discussions. It's included as part of the municipal billing. So that's just an information item. So you will see on the first page, whereas past years there was a number of, say, 18 plus thousand, it is now zero in the revenue part because, you know, we don't collect it as a separate requisition and pay it outside. It's now part of the rest of the budget of the village. So.
Okay. So then concession and franchise, is that our booth, our info booth, or is that?
No, that's, so just a moment here.
Second.
So, sorry?
No.
Yeah, we have some, just trying to recall specifically. So we do have some, say, I have to get more specifics on it. It would probably be some of the bigger like ATCOs and so on like that.
Oh,
we
I see, yeah.
We have some utility type franchise that we agree on or renew every so often. There's actually one up. So it's those bigger ticket items.
Okay.
So it would be our lighting.
Yes.
AGT or TELUS down there.
Yes.
And here, yeah.
Okay. Taxes designated? Oh, that's just a little one. Taxes west.
Yeah, it's one of those that's related to these linear and MME because it's so small, we just kind of, it's under 1,000. It isn't even recognized in the system.
Okay.
It's kind of more of a rounding, basically.
And then Westwinds?
Yes, that's the, Rose, you know a bit about that. You've been on and it's being transferred to the deputy mayor. So it's basically that. We pay a requisition to them.
Oh, okay.
Or for with regard
yeah,
to
they
with regard.
Raise it.
Yeah.
Percentage.
So we collect. Yeah. And then remit. And the FRESCA, I might just say, so the county has a role in there, right? We work closely with the county. Sorry, FRESCA, I'm sorry, that was an acronym. I don't actually know the full words, but it's the one here, FRECS 911, the first page, sort of in the middle there. That has to do with some of the fire and 911 calls.
So just back to that West Winds, just because I'm learning more West Winds. So is that so that residents can use their
services?
The word, yes, that's the word.
Correct.
It's been a long week.
Yeah, so there's obviously overhead costs in there, like
right,
to maintain,
yep.
And they're trying to do housing, you know, all,
right.
all senior, whatever. So it obviously costs money, so they have an arrangement where taxes can be, it's recognized by the province.
Okay. Okay.
I guess I do have some more words to say,
mm-hmm.
if that's okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm appreciating where new council is at. So on page two, because we take some of this for granted, we've done it for a few years or many. So legislative services is basically the council bucket. So those are council expenses. There are no revenues.
Okay.
They're just expenses. So I'll also go on to say a change that I have made. And so this was a challenging budget. I'll just say there were some pretty major changes. The auditors came through and recognized that. So there's offsite levies. So in the case of where a new development, well, the developments, we don't have any new ones before now, but say before like Malberg Place and so on when they were new. So infrastructure is part of that. So there is a process where some of those costs can be collected back from the residents. And you will even, you know, see offsite levy fee on the tax notices, you may recall. And so what the auditors, and we just had new auditors last few years, they noticed, I think this last year, that a revenue item in there, which was quite significant, which is basically all the offsite levy fees collected each year to offset those infrastructure costs. In fact, the revenue was collected at the beginning. So for people who have an accounting background in the room, the matching happened at the beginning. It wasn't to be amortized, which is what that process was doing. So long story short, $40,000 to $50,000 was cut out of my budget as soon as I hit this a few days ago. Like, oh boy, you know, so this has been a very challenging budget. I've needed to really cut everywhere I possibly could. I'll just say right now as an example, didn't want to, but I had to cut water meters. I wanted to buy a bunch of water meters, not a chance. So it's things like where I could, we have some, it's not, you know, like no water meters, but
mm-hmm.
you know, some things you like to do, just keep ahead of the game. So anyways, that was a sort of a major challenge going in here. So I wanted to come to as part of trying to deal with some of the challenges, I took the liberty, and you should be aware, because this affects legislative service, top line, convention seminar. So on the right side, and by the way, on this, you're probably familiar by now, but the right side of all these pages is the interim budget. So that's the numbers that I've prepared for going forward, 2026. Anyways, it says 4,500. Last year was 9,000, or this year, but this is for the next year, 26. So going to 26, I budgeted about half or so of what you had this year or last year, and that was because of the challenges facing. And so I took the liberty, you are the decision makers, but I was thinking maybe it's only one convention this year, so that's the thought process. But I, you know, definitely want you to be aware I affected your activities in that way.
Okay, so I can't go to the convention that they email me?
You have lots
one
of
in Calgary for the
have lots of offers.
$129 or something like that.
Yeah, to get in.
It it just depends where you want to go, but this, I think 4,500 would, should cover even in Edmonton, you know, if it's back in Edmonton or Red Deer, but just one, you know.
Yeah.
And
well, I think that's normally what we do.
That was, thank you for saying, I was going to say, that's what you had been doing last year. The reason actually it was put in 9,000 this year, last year, was because of the election and the previous council didn't want to feel they left you with nothing, just jumping in, you know, so that's what it was. They stretched so that basically the new council could have an opportunity to get in some convention experience.
Well, and we can also, all council does not have to go to them.
Yeah, that's the other side, right?
Yeah, like I don't have to go, because I have gone. But they are beneficial. I feel that they are beneficial to council.
So it's like the emerging trends in municipal government one, right?
Yeah, that's, that come from Brownlee.
What about the emergency services?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
We'll look at, that Kathy has the information. If not, I will try to find it online for when Aaron and I had to take it. Kathy thinks it's a different one though, so.
Well, I think she's checking.
Yeah, we'll find out. And that probably will be a Zoom meeting. We don't have to go to it, just a Zoom. That's what it was for Aaron and I.
Was it?
Yeah.
And it was another Saturday or Sunday. Okay.
So pressing on maybe, because there's a lot of information. Any other questions on that second or third pages? Okay, so page 4 or 5, please. Thank you.
So just one question. Yes. So Little New York Days, they didn't want the donation last year. So we just continue to sit on that?
Well, this is, it's a budgeted amount. So yeah. Sorry for all the columns.
No, that's fine.
In the interim budget final column, I put zero on because of that. Yes.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's not going to change. It's the same people there.
Yeah.
They want to be a little more self-sufficient in a good way.
Maybe okay,
they
wanna, Well, and they can only have so much money in their account, I guess.
Huh?
I found out today.
I wasn't aware of that.
No, I wasn't either.
Okay so
moving on.
Page 4 and 5.
1, 2, 4, 5.
Did I mention this? No.
Rental and lease would be like the hall. And
could you, do you mind taking me the account number? That really helps me find the exact one you're looking at on the left side.
The last three digits or the whole thing?
Maybe the whole. Just the first three and the last three, you know.
So 112 and then 560, the rental and lease.
112, I guess we're back.
Maybe we're not on the same page as you guys, because we don't have, I don't have number pages.
Yeah, I don't have number pages.
I just numbered the hard copies, that's all I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so,
sorry, 1, 2, I'm on 3.
112, sorry, what's the last
560?
One? Okay, 560. Oh, there, yeah, rental lease, that is the post office, rental contract.
That's the post
it's
office,
it's our office building owns it, they rent the space. It's actually, just so you know, too, it is not a Canada Post thing. It is actually, it is a private contract, but they are associated with Canada Post.
Okay.
It is just saying it's a
Canada Post pays her extra in her wage to pay the rent on the usage of the office.
Okay. But it's Canada Post that decides when that driver comes and stuff, right? And when the building closes?
You know, I'm not sure, but I would that would be my best assumption.
Okay.
Yes.
The only reason I say that is because it changed to fairly early, and I don't know how the ranchers and stuff are getting their mail.
Well, and that's it.
I just closed it just a few minutes ago. Yes.
But yeah, it used to always have to be 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it is probably to do with Canada Post because that driver isn't only coming here. Like, it's obviously scheduled a bunch of places, so that's probably needs that overall coordination.
Great.
Okay, so that's post office. Any other questions on that page or the next two?
Provincial conditional grant.
What
sorry, 112-840. You'll get me trained eventually.
Oh, I have trouble too. There's a lot of
numbers.
And we have accounting backgrounds.
Yes.
Okay, 112, what like was numbers. The last three digits?
840.
Okay, 840. So that one, we are fortunate, and we do need to appreciate the province because I'll give a bit of background. I'll throw another acronym out, and I apologize, Councillor John. I don't remember exactly what MSI stood for, but it is one of the older, long-standing provincial grants that the province gave all municipalities monies. They allocate in certain equations. And so a couple of years ago, I think it started, they gave, usually those are meant to be capital. And I think one of the reasons they did it, I don't know all the background, but because infrastructure costs are so onerous, and especially for, you know, municipalities, like, well, I guess it's even worse in the big cities. The province agreed that, you know, that municipalities couldn't fund this on their own. So they provide some funding for basically capital. But a few years back, they said, well, let's put a much smaller portion, but operating. You can throw this against anything in operating. It's wide open, no restrictions. So that amount there started, I believe, a few years back. It used to be, just for anybody that's tracking, MSI was the acronym name they called it. It is now a new thing you may have heard somewhere. It's LGFF. You'll hear me be saying that a lot. That is the new primary government, provincial government grant funding, mostly for infrastructure projects taken over from MSI. So that, again, this year. And, you know, some of these labels, like getting back to provincial, conditional, well, I guess conditional is probably because it has conditions and restrictions. It is a grant, it is provincial. So I guess it's not to be confused with COVID. When I see those, I start thinking COVID. But anyways, it has nothing to do with COVID. This is basically a provincial grant, just and has conditions like it says. So it's operating revenue that, and as far as I'm aware, we were entitled to that again this year. And it's an amount of about $32,000 for us.
So LGFF stands for Local Government Fiscal Framework Operating Funding. That's just added, but the LGFF is Local Government Fiscal Framework. I was trying to find FRESC, but I couldn't find it. I write these down and then I forget them anyway.
Okay, any other questions on that page or the next two? I'll maybe make an observation. This is for you, if I may. This is quite a detailed one, but you're going to be more and more familiar with this over a period of years. So you will see at the bottom of this page, CAO wages. So the way municipal governance works in this province is executives, the top leadership, so that would be the CEOs like me. The wage I have must be published. It must be a public number. So that's on here. Of course, yours, councillors, you know, stipends and so on are there. What is not evident till you look deeper in here is it is just information for you, the way these financials are built. Because of things like the old FOIP, which is now a new name, but we're not allowed to disclose the staff that report to me. And as we recall from Uni 101, I'm the only staff person that reports to the council. Any other staff reports to me. So that staff, per FOIP regulations, it's now changed to ATIA, is another acronym, is confidential to your level of council. So you're not allowed to know what is, like, the municipal clerk that works with me in the office, you're not allowed to know those detailed wages. So you won't find those in here. The way it's handled, they're still in the budget, but later in here, there's a one summary number, and you know, it doesn't matter if you point it out or not, but it's in here near the bottom, and it's just all lumped together. That's how it's handled. So just wanted to say thank you. So next page, couple of pages, that I was at the bottom, the CEO was at the bottom of that one. Any further questions on the next two pages?
$212,230 professional services.
Yes.
What is in there?
So that is made up of
auditor.
Yes, auditor.
Okay.
And this assessor I was mentioning.
Okay.
Yeah, his fees are in there. Some legal is in there. And there was one, I think it was the initial one. Maybe we'd just been considering a new contract. So there's one policing invoice that went in there because we weren't in the 3-year, might have just been getting into the 3-year contract.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that peace officer then?
Just one billing.
All right.
All the rest, there's a separate protective
right.
services later in the document.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Do we have a contract with our auditor for a few years?
It hasn't worked that way.
Okay, it's annual.
It's annual.
Okay.
And the way I've worked it, until further notice, from say the people I report, the council I report to, the staff is quite satisfied with the new auditors that, and just for what it's worth, the background, if I may, a couple of years back, the auditors that we had for some time resigned because they said it's just, there's getting less and less auditors they can hire, and the rural areas, it's very expensive and all costs. So sorry, but we got to focus where we can survive, and they just said, we got to go.
Okay.
So we were out there in a lurch, and we almost didn't find anybody, but one of the staff people in the office happened to hear from somebody, there might be a lead in Nanton, and so we followed up, and fortunately, we were able to get something in. It turned out, it seems to be the cost is reasonable, and the quality, just put it in a positive way, we've been pleased with. So we think it's good to renew. So I went ahead just because, you know, you're coming new and you've still got a lot of things to work through, but these things got to keep moving.
Yep.
As I said, how about send us an engagement letter? And so just so happens, he said, yeah, I was going to do that anyways. He's just going out on his own corporation, I guess. He's separating from whatever he used to be, obviously bigger, more partners or something. And so, but he still has himself and some of the key staff that, you know, work with us well. So I did make sure to say, so does that mean your fees are going up? Oh no, they're going to be the same. And it sounded a bit like he wasn't strong about it, but we might even get a bit better focus and more efficiency because,
okay.
you know.
Yeah.
So just that was the background. If you were to ask, the staff would recommend keeping the same one, getting the audit engagement letter as soon as he's got the new corporation formed, and then we can take it from there.
Okay.
Okay.
And how often does that assessor come out?
Usually once for sure.
And then
once a year.
Yeah,
okay.
but sometimes
he does come out.
There might be a unique or special. There's maybe an issue or some new bill that was, boy, I'm not sure, because he wants to be accurate, he has to report
right,
and be accountable,
yeah.
right? So he might come out one or two more times, but he is, of course, strategic. He won't usually just come out and it's a billing. He goes all over the province, so he will try and fit it in, you know, efficiently
okay,
to keep the
yep.
cost down. So
okay.
just saying, you didn't
okay.
ask, but yeah. So
yep.
usually one, maybe plus a couple times, depending.
Just saying.
Okay, what is 550? No, yeah, 6552.
Which
beautification?
Which account number, if you don't, Brenda, do you mind?
212552.
Okay. Right. Oh, there. Okay. So that is when we and Mayor will know much more about this, but we have flowers and so on. It's, I don't think that's the only thing, but there's a budget for things like putting in the summer, putting the flowers along, you know, and there's a lot of volunteer work, as you know, but it also is basically the cost of dirt and plants.
Dirt and plant.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking that, I don't know if there's that highway sign that's coming into town, that needs to be redone. That looks a little crappy.
Which one?
Which one, please?
The campground one?
Underneath the camp, yeah, no, campground one's fine. But the welcome to Longview, starting to show its age and starting to rot out.
With the planter underneath it. You mean in the corner of the campground? Yeah, we can look at it.
Right. So I don't know. This is the time to bring it up, but yeah, no.
Yeah, this is the time. It'll be considered in all the challenges we have, but thank you. That's the purpose of this meeting, to talk about it.
Because this is falling apart and it doesn't look very... Yeah.
The Tails and Trails sign.
Oh,
the
one.
Tails and Trails sign's up there. That's good. But the actual Welcome to Longview starting to fall apart.
Underneath it.
Sorry?
Underneath it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the logo doesn't look very bright.
Oh, okay. Noted. Thank you. Noted.
I think he's over at the campground a lot or something, right?
Oh, we're out there doing and whatever and putting lights on there to light it up.
It had been talked about before.
Is this?
Oh, well, yeah. It just hasn't got. Didn't move on that one. But it has been talked about.
Okay. Any further next few pages?
Well, while we're talking, so 212-590. Now, would that be something that would have to go to council?
212. What? It's fine. I see. It. Yeah. Village. Oh, okay. So this here.
Which number?
It is 590, 212-590.
So can I make a comment about this?
You can make a comment, and then I'll make my comment.
Sure. So this relates to FCSS.
Yes,
obviously.
Like I realize what that is. Well, I do understand that. Okay.
Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I've changed the way this is handled from accounting point of view this year.
Okay.
So it does affect this. This will no longer appear this way. So what has happened here? Is I'll just give a bit of background, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have about $12,000 a year from the province in FCSS funding. It's supposed to be 20% match from the village, which is this number, right?
A minimum of 20%.
Yes, a minimum. And then 80 is the provincial part.
Yeah.
And so and maybe this is a bit different than, I'm sure it's different where you're going, but because you brought it up, because this is no longer going to be here, and you can see on the right side it's zero.
Yeah.
It used, there was a thought for years, and there has been some controversy over how to best display this funding. And the reason it's been a bit tricky to get a person's head around is that how do you show that you're actually funding this? It's you're not external. Like you get external funding, but you're supposed to contribute. How do you show that from accounting point of view? Where's that 20%? So what is, it's been done a number of ways over the last 7 years. I spent about 6 hours on this in the last few days just to get this in my head. So I've went back to actually what was done in 2017. It's a very simple way. So this way this was done, and I am recommending we don't continue, is a separate amount was put as almost a revenue, an expenditure separately from the FCS category down below. There is a set of these later. And then it's offset by another number. So I thought it was simpler as per 2017 and so on, just to do it like this. I'll just say it because it's quite simple. The FCSS committee can take the full 12,000 and spend it where they want. And basically it's three things. It's very simple. There's a membership fee of about $110, $14. There's usually a Christmas party for about 3,000, being pretty standard, whether that's actually, but from a budget point of view, and one other number, and that's, you know, like the youth and seniors and, you know, some, you know, ARC or whatever, as many other places, all the rest goes there. So I am proposing that what we do is we take, just spend the whole amount, divide it between those three, and instead of having all these separate accountings of our 20% contribution, we simply reflect the money coming in from the province, which is 80% is about this year for the next 3 years, or 26, sorry, next 3 years is 10,000, used to be 9,000. But anyways, we take that in, and that is deducted from the 12,000 cost that FCS, you know, you're allowed to.
Yeah.
So here's the deal, and no further accounting. So what happens when you do this, why it's so beautiful and simple, is when you take the total amount you're supposed to spend and you simply offset it by the amount coming in for the province, you're left with our 20%. You don't have to account for it separately. It's just there.
Okay.
So that's why, so this won't appear here, it'll only appear once.
Right. Okay, so when we had the convention, so this is just a thought that will be another thing that council can talk about. When I went to the FCSS session, they said that 60% of communities put in more than 20%. And as I said, the 20% that we put in, I pay, like that's even less than half my taxes. For one person is putting money in. One taxpayer in the community is putting money in. So I'd like to put forward that maybe we could put in maybe 40% instead of 20%, because there are so many groups and things are so much more expensive. It's just a thought. Bump it up.
It's a great thought. We'll eventually get to a place. When I said we had a $40,000, $50,000 challenge, it was just taken off the bottom line. What you need to understand, being new, $3,000 is 1%. So every $3,000 we add in here is 1% tax increase from the last year. So this, what you see here, is so very bare bones, because there was another, well, we took the Diamond Valley policing contract, $50,000 in there. So we're spending hundreds. So
yeah. No, it's just a thought, though, when we get to...
We're scouting right now.
All right.
So, anyways, yeah. Great. If we can, that's great priority. I mean, that's very good. Definitely a good idea.
We'll just keep that in our back pocket
yes,
for a little
very,
bit.
Yes, very, very good.
So then, protective services, 221 and 230.
Okay,
108, that's our policing, is it?
That is the cost of them being here. Yes.
Wow.
It is a huge number every month.
Yeah.
So the formula was, that's the cost and there's revenue offsets, you know, which
yeah.
never will come close to that.
Never
so,
close to
that. So that is the deal.
Fire MD cost sharing, so that's our part of
correct.
The building maintenance and stuff, or is it like
no? That's fire. They are basically
paying the firefighters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are we doing
maybe council show cost?
Sorry.
This.
Yeah.
Right there.
So are we doing better in that area? Like at one point we were struggling because they're, most of it's volunteer. That there, when was that? A couple years ago or something? A motorhome coming through town started on fire.
Here.
Over here.
Yeah.
And we had to get Diamond Valley because all our guys also work, so nobody was in town.
Majority of our people are still, they work away, so the Diamond Valley does. Like they try to help each other out in that.
Yeah.
We've got a pretty good crew right now, but yeah, they all work away.
Yeah, so we're not short anymore.
So like I know that Tom Kirk, I do believe, has permission from the, because he's a firefighter in Diamond. He has permission, the last I heard, that he's able to use our truck. And
I would certainly see so, because he's definitely involved in
that.
Yeah, so he's, so he, you know, most of the time he's in town.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is one problem, because we don't have, most of them are all young, and they.
Yeah.
So I guess it's good Diamond Valley's close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 So we should all train as firefighters.
I'm not in.
Well, you'll just get home from a council meeting and have to go out to fight fires.
Yeah. Yeah, why not, are you?
Does that take priority over a council meeting?
No comment.
Listen to
no
her.
Comment.
She's going to go into training.
You'll have a
Sorry.
Legitimate excuse. Okay.
Beep, beep, beep.
You sure?
Oh, I got to go.
I want to second that motion.
Yeah. Oh, dear me.
Okay. Pressing on.
Pressing on. Squirrel.
So,
yeah. Oh, got to have chuckles. This is just too serious.
Thank you. So what's the next page or question?
So I'm under Public Works now. Are you that far?
Yeah. Same page.
So then on the next page it talks about, so 231,764 transfer to reserves.
Yeah, so each year there's about four or five places in the budget. We just take money out of the taxpayers, what they pay, we collect, and put it into a bank account, basically save it, call it reserve, which is descriptive. So when things go bad and you don't have current operating money, you know, you can fix an emergency, or just, there have been some cases where just a little bit light on some repairs in the village, we can pull from it. So basically it's the accumulation of monies towards, just like, if you don't mind me saying, you had spoken of the solar, that concept.
Same
right
idea.
There. Yep.
And this one is just for Public Works?
Yes,
then?
That would be the idea.
Yeah.
I just, from an accounting view, point of view.
He needs a new Kubota or whatever it is. What is it that he needs?
Well, it's okay now.
So we're
it was
trying
repaired,
to.
But the word is Kubota,
okay.
Sort of a tractor kind of affair. So, yeah, I was just going to say, it is taken out of this account, and you know, technically for Public Works, and then there's Community Hall, and there's waste, and so on. Some of these, I suppose, could maybe even be put onto other places if we were really in a need, like if we're really suffering financially. So it isn't like there's a contractual kind of restriction, you know, a covenant or something, restrictive covenant.
Okay.
So, but generally speaking, the idea would be, hey, this money was kind of saved for Public Works stuff. Yes.
Okay.